Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we're talking Ye making a public appearance for the first time since getting locked out of Instagram and Twitter. Is it the first time? Well, a big public appearance for the first time in a few days. And we see him at the premiere of Candace Owens' film, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, and still wearing the all black aesthetic, right? And rocking the 2024 hat. So Kanye posts here, has a lot of the coverage. You can see this initial one. And then on the red carpet with Candace, Ray J was also there. Ye and Ray J had kind of reconnected a few months back in late 2021 as Ye wanted to get a laptop from him. And then I think in the aftermath of his relationship with Kim, he and Ray J would have a lot to talk about. He even said it in highlights, like he and Ray J would probably be friends. So they're both at this event. Candace is there, and this is an MMA guy, Colby Covington. Yeah, the other guy is the UFC fighter Colby Covington. So they're all at this show, and the documentary, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, George Floyd and the Rise of Black Lives Matter. This is a topic that Candace has been on for a couple years now. Of course, in her style, a very controversial topic, controversial take and presentation of it. So it's going to cause a bit of a stir. And Ye's there to show support. She was just at Paris Fashion Week supporting Ye at his show. So we have this here, Ye with James O'Keefe. And then there's also these messages. So there's DMs, Cliff Notes from the event brought to you by a DM from Amir Odom. So Amir here, 184,000 followers, which is a lot of followers, but he's providing the DM saying, okay, so it was the BLM documentary premiere for Candace Owens. The whole time Kanye music was playing. Around 7:30, Candace took the red carpet. Then Ye just appeared. So did Ray J. During the movie, I think I heard Kanye's voice a couple times laughing or commenting on the movie. Yes, exactly. After the movie, he hung around upstairs in the VIP area, mingling with everyone. He was in good spirits, which I think that would be this, right? And then Nico in the background with his little with his iPhone holder. So he was upstairs mingling with everybody. He was in good spirits, very kind to everyone. Honestly, so was Ray J. Paparazzi started to form outside, of course. Ray J left through the front door. Ye, I don't know where he went. He just vanished. And this was some of the video from it, like the red carpet moments before going into the theater. So a bit of an inside scoop on what was going on. And then photos of Ye posted this, which is Ye outside getting asked about recent events. And you can see here a lot of the reaction, but trampoline here did a transcription. Yeah, that's it. If you call somebody out on a bad business, that means you're being anti-Semitic. Just to clarify, that's not, it's not, if he were just to say, I don't like how Jeremy Dimon or JP Morgan or Bernard Arnault or any of these individuals did business, then nobody's going to call him out for being anti-Semitic. But when you say like the Jews, I don't like how the Jews, like that kind of thing, that's when you're going to get called out for being anti-Semitic. So I feel happy to have crossed the line on that idea so we can speak openly about it, you know? Things like getting canceled from the bank. So we just made a video, and I hadn't seen this before I made the video, about the announcement that JP Morgan was ending its relationship with him. And we had speculated that it's either they're reacting to recent events and canceling him for his tweets and Instagram, or there's stuff going on behind the scenes. Ye had publicly called out multiple members of the board for JP Morgan, and maybe they just didn't like that and that was cause to end the relationship. And he said right here, if you call somebody out on bad business, Maybe that's why they ended the relationship. I think if you were to take an ad out in the paper and be like, I hate my local bank, they're awful, like, they won't give me a meeting, then the bank might end the relationship. Ye went on to CNBC and called out JP Morgan by name and said he might move over to Bank of America, which, yeah, I could imagine them doing that. But if they canceled it just for his, like, tweets, that's a whole other slippery slope of setting a precedent for punishing people, not for actions, but for words. And that can go wrong very quickly. So it'll be interesting to hear what more is said on that topic. But this is one of those things with Ye. Like, he talked about it in 2018 when he put the MAGA hat on, how he said that putting the hat on opened up a conversation about what's it mean when I wear the hat. He was saying the hat means one thing when other people wear it, but I'm not those people. So when I wear the hat, I'm trying to infuse it with a different meaning. And I think this is the reason why so many people try to give or want to give or do give Ye the benefit of the doubt in these things. It's that usually he means better than what he expressed, or he'll take some kind of responsibility, or realize that the smoke's coming in and want to learn from it. Like T.I. flew out and had a big, deep conversation with Ye. And you could hear Ye being like, I enjoy this because this is how I learn. I hear people, I listen to the anger and the negative comments, and I learn and I grow, and it hones me and sharpens me. And him saying, like, you know, I crossed the line, but it opened up all of this conversation. There is pros to that. There's also cons in terms of the negativity that can erupt from that, the, like, anger that can, like, we've seen subreddits, like, Ye subreddits go to war with each other over all of this when it was just like a happy family, you know. It was just tons of people who enjoy Ye music getting along and supporting one another and laughing and, like, growing in a community. And then this happens and they fracture because they can't agree on what's right, what's wrong, what's too far, what's not far. And even, like, people that have good intentions, like, everybody on that conversation have good intentions, but still devolve into miscommunication amongst themselves, especially because it's just, like, online communication, which is like, troubling in the best of times. Like, it can be hard to communicate. You can read the wrong thing into somebody, what somebody's saying, just because of where you're at in your own day, and they can start off intending well, and then you take it negatively, you respond a little negatively, and then they respond negatively, and it just snowballs. So it's like, there is a lot of fallout that happens from stuff like this, which is a shame, but, you know, hopefully people grow. I don't know. Is there a happy lesson at the end of this? A lot of this stuff for me, as the richest black man in American history that put $140 million in JP Morgan and even had the chance to not even get a deal with will speak at a difference. A truck goes by, like a big truck goes by, and you can't hear anything. And Ye keeps, like, moving closer, trying to make himself heard. And eventually it's just like, eh. And says we'll speak at another time, and the video ends. But I imagine he has more that he wants to say and will say soon enough. We'll see what it is. We'll see if, I don't know if he'll have amended thoughts. I think that's what they thought on the shop when they were going to have him on. But then again, we didn't get to hear what he said on the shop. So we'll see what it is. But Ye was out and about tonight. So we'll see what happens through the rest of the week, if this is going to be the start of a laying low period like we saw in April, May, June, or if Ye is going to be kind of picking up the momentum from just this last month, where in September and October, he was really go, go, go on the social media posts. But that's it for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, comment, subscribe, any of those things, tell YouTube. This is a channel people praise, you know, maybe even idolize, and they'll show it to others, which goes a long way in helping us. So thank you to all of you who do that, and until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.